Let's see number 64 in our white book.
One of our favorites. Jesus revealed in me.
Christ the
doesn't need you. The world needs Jesus in you. And that's true. The world can get along pretty well without me, I'm sure. But the world needs Jesus in me. And that's why we've got to get out of the way and let the Jesus that's inside us shine out. That's what people need. That's what they need to see. That's what they need to, that's who they need to hear. And a good part of our Christian life is just getting out of the way so that Jesus can shine forth more brightly and more powerfully in our lives. Praise God. And I know that as I look forward to, as I anticipate going home, I don't really look forward to it. As Kenny said, oh, we got to go home tomorrow. He wasn't too happy about that. I said, God has good things for us at home too. You'll see. But as I anticipate going home, I'm hoping and I'm trusting that more of Jesus will shine forth in my life, and not for myself, but for all of us. Praise God. That's what the world needs. The world needs Jesus. Praise God. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll all be. Praise God. Okay, are we up to verse 4 now?
Try.
God, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He must increase. I must decrease. Hallelujah. They came to John the Baptist. His disciples were concerned. John, the people are paying more attention to Jesus than they are to you. And John said, oh, great. Finally, that's what my mission is complete now. He must increase. He must. And I must decrease. I must fade out of the picture. And Jesus must come to the fore. Praise God. And that's a good principle to live by. Good motto to have on our hearts. He must increase. I must decrease. Praise God. And if that's not happening, then we're moving in the wrong direction. If we're increasing and people are seeing more of us and less of Jesus, then something's wrong. You know, we want them to see Him. Praise God. Well, let's be free in the meeting tonight. This is the last meeting that we'll have together in this room for this period. Tomorrow, many of us, most of us, I suppose, are going home. Some will leave before breakfast or after breakfast. Some will stay for table worship yet. If you feel that God wants you to say something in the meeting tonight, feel free to do so. And remember, there are others that may want to do so also, so we have to leave room for them. Praise God. But whatever you say, let Jesus be glorified. Hallelujah. We all love Him. And if you talk about Him, you can't go wrong. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So let's worship Him. And we're not pushing for testimonies, but as we get our eyes on the Lord will. He'll put on our hearts what we're supposed to do. And if He does, then do it. Praise God. You won't be sorry. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you. Yes. Thank you again. Lord, we can't thank you enough. And I'm sure we'll be thanking you for many days ahead as we consider the good things that you have done for us. Lord, tonight we pray you'll bless the campers in a very special way. We know that their counselors are also having faith that you will finish up your good work in them, that you'll break through in the lives of those that have not yet fully opened to the Lord. And we stand with them in faith, and we pray, Lord, tonight that you'll move mightily by your Spirit, Lord. Let your word go forth. Let there be great liberty. Say what you want to say, Lord. Let there be those that hear it and that will take it into their hearts and put it into practice. Lord, we just pray that you will satisfy your own heart tonight. Jesus, you brought us up here with a very specific, definite purpose in mind. And we pray that we shall leave with the assurance and the joy of knowing that we have received all that God has had for us at this time. For body, soul, and spirit, if there are those that need a healing touch, Lord, even tonight, the living water can flow through this meeting and can bring about a miraculous change. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your provision along all these lines. And we just want to trust you to minister your salvation, your full salvation, in our midst tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's also sing, Exalt His Name Together. That's in our hardcovered hymnals. 43, thank you. It's a great song. Let's stand as we sing it. It's a hard song to sing sitting down.
Exalt His name together, the name of Jesus, Lord, and magnify the Savior, the matchless Son of God. At that name, devils tremble, and earthly kingdoms fall. So praise the name. Jesus, the name high over all.
seated as we sing the last.
The morning stars did praise him before all time began. Angelic choirs worshipped at birth this Son of Man. And through the endless ages his name adored shall be. So
hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we love you so, we worship you, Lord. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his doors with
Fermatas here, and what's a fermata for you? We have to figure out how to hold them. Okay.
Of times a path grows dim and dreary, the darkness hides the cheery gray. Still I will trust the Lord and weary my Savior. Yeah.
Kenny, our young men, have a song.
Thank you for inviting me, Brother Paul. Good time for it.
His grace I shall not fail, for my
That's one of those songs, My Anchor Holds, that I associate with Pilgrim Camp. The boys used to sing that down in the village and up in Nonantum quite a bit. And made a deep impression on my life.